I'm Bob Larson. Over the past few decades, winter weather seems to be tied so often to either El Niño or La Niña, warmer and drier or wetter and cooler. And this winter is no different, with most forecast models calling for a La Niña winter. Washington State climatologist Nick Bond says that means a bit cooler and wetter, especially on the west side.
The additional precipitation is mostly on the west side of the Cascades. During these kinds of La Niña winters, the winds from the west tend to be a little bit stronger than usual in an overall sense.
Bond says the weather will, of course, vary by region.
In terms of, you know, kind of charging up groundwater supplies and that sort of thing, there can be places that don't really kind of share in the fun as much.
And that precipitation, Bond says, can be shared.
But overall, from a water supply point of view, La Niña winters are good for the Pacific Northwest.
But Bond says the same good fortune probably can't be said for folks south in California.
It looks like they're going to get fewer storms and have a dry winter. And so there are winners and losers, and from the water supply aspect, it looks like the Pacific Northwest is going to be the winner.
Listen tomorrow for more on our La Niña winter and what the mountain snowpack might look like.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington's Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.